Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court announced recently that it will not take up a legal dispute by an atheist group which sought to remove the words "In God We Trust" from the U.S. currency. And the person who was leading that charge is the person that you may have already heard of, Michael Newdow. He's an atheist activist. He filed the lawsuit on behalf of a group of atheists, and he argued that the law that has "In God We Trust," the national motto, on our U.S. currency violates the First Amendment because it's a, quote, establishment of religion. He lost that suit, Matt, in the lower courts, and the Supreme Court said, we're not taking it up. We're allowing that decision to stand.
Yeah, Michael Newdow, you know, I debated him on a national radio program, gosh, maybe 12 years ago. This guy has been at this, and I don't know, I mean, you got to at least admire his tenacity. He doesn't quit. He keeps losing. He loses just about every case he ever files, but he presses ahead. It just shows his level of hatred. When I debated him, it became abundantly clear this wasn't about his freedoms or "In God We Trust." He was even using his own minor daughter as a plaintiff, saying that she was being forced to be indoctrinated with religious language. And the guy just he just will not stop it, but it shows his level of hatred for God. But he's just a microcosm
and it's going
of
to continue.
The atheist left. Yeah,
it's going to continue. Well, this is what we're going to be talking about on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and Matt Barber is founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, this is a good development. Now, it doesn't mean that the Supreme Court has ruled on the merits of the case. Whenever they decide not to take a case, it doesn't mean that they have decided the merits of the case. But the good news is this. Michael Newdow and the atheists lost the lawsuit in the courts below. The courts below upheld the motto against his challenge. And other courts have done the same thing. They've upheld the motto. So no court has struck it down. And the U.S. Supreme Court allowed it to stand. So that is a good development.
You know, and this motto has been on our coins, on our money, for over 60 years, you know, yet he keeps trying to have it removed. But I just think about, you know, our culture. This is just a sign of the times, I think. Think about when I went to school and we said the pledge and we had a moment of silence and you were respectful of the national anthem. And now you see athletes that won't even stand for the national, you know, the national anthem. So you see they're notoriously trying to take God out of everything.
You know, speaking of the national anthem, I saw on TV, two veterans folding the United States flag. And did you know that the flag has 13 folds in it? I encourage you to go online and look at what the meaning of each one of those folds actually meant.
Yeah, you know about the stars and stripes, but I wasn't aware of the
folds.
Wow,
that's amazing.
And it is filled with Christian biblical information. Probably half or more of the folds reference something with regards to Christians, Christian citizens, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So much. It's amazing. Look it up on the web sometime. What do the 13 folds of the American flag mean? That's when they have the flag and they fold it up in that triangle. Each fold of the 13 has a specific meaning. It really underscored when I saw this, Holly, how deeply rooted in our history Christianity and Judeo-Christian values is to our country. And this is exactly what they hate. This is what Newdow and the atheists want to erase. So take a look at it sometime. I was absolutely amazed.
I've seen people
fold the flag.
But our foundation.
Never really realized what each fold meant. And it was demonstrated every fold by fold on national television.
They hate that history, and they want to whitewash that history, redefine and revise history, and recreate an America in their own secular humanist, secular socialist self-image.
Yeah.
We're just not going to let them do it, and Liberty Council here as a stopgap to keep them from getting away with it.
And, you know,
that.
God's word says that. I mean, they will be offended by his word. It's the gospel they're offended by. It's God they're offended by. And so they're going to keep fighting as the enemy does, but we know that we win in the end, but we keep fighting to uphold his truth and his righteousness. And if it's so help me God or in God we trust on our money, then we will fight to keep that.
Yeah, so
history.
This phrase in God we trust goes back a long time. And it was used by many of the early founders, but it first appeared on coins in 1864 on the 2-cent coin. Mm. Back then there was a 2-cent coin. Congress, so I guess, you know, give me your 2 cents. So I guess that's
probably
where
it
came
from.
Yeah. So there was a 2-cent coin. 1864 is when it first appeared on that coin. Then Congress passed legislation in 1955, and it was approved by President Dwight Eisenhower in 1956. And thereafter, In God We Trust appeared on all paper and coin currency bearing the national motto. And so this is how this developed. Well, the federal courts rejected atheists. Remember her, Madeleine Murray O'Hare? Mm-hmm. Rejected her arguments. Her son now obviously has been a Christian for many years.
Right.
And rejected her arguments.
Yeah.
Newdow has tried to resurrect them, and others have. Courts have rejected those as not being in violation of the Constitution. You remember Newdow in 2004 filed suit against the Pledge Under God. That was not successful. He tried to stop Chief Justice John Roberts of the Supreme Court from saying, quote, so help me God, close quote, when administering the presidential oath to the then president of Barack Obama during his inauguration in 2009. That failed. Federal court threw that out. Supreme Court in 2011 declined to take up the case. Then he's now doing this. And the Federal Court of Appeals below said, well, this phrase does not, quote, compel citizens to engage in religious observance. You know, I'd say this. If they have so much of a problem with In God We Trust on the currency, then just give us your currency.
Yeah, really.
You know, if you don't like it, you know, you don't need to carry it around.
Yeah, we'll take it off your hands.
Obviously, he is so bothered by seeing that he desperately needs the Lord. If he's fighting it that hard, that we need to pray for his salvation.
That's true. That's what it boils down to. And Matt, you mentioned Madeleine Murray O'Hare. You know, her son, as you said, William Murray, Bill Murray, not the actor, but became a devout activist Christian. And mm-hmm. our good friend Charlie Butts, a reporter
yes.
with One News
yeah,
Now.
That's right.
Charlie was her right-hand man, her bodyguard. And
for Madeleine Murray O'Hare.
For Madeleine yeah. Murray O'Hare.
Charlie Butts.
Yeah, and
that we've done interviews with how many times?
I just
many,
talked to him yesterday,
hundreds,
and he is always on fire.
Charlie Butts was the bodyguard
yeah.
of Madeleine Murray O'Hare. He was an atheist.
He told me, I interviewed him once as the guest for a change, and he said that he decided to get a Bible. He wanted to read it and find out what's all this hubbub I'm fighting about. And through reading the Bible, he came to the Lord, and literally, it was like a Paul Road to Damascus experience for him. And you hear so many stories about that. So
and
we
he
do
is
need
on
to
fire.
Pray. We
he
do
is.
Need to pray for Michael
yes,
Newdow.
Yes, yes.
And that he would come to know the Lord.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, because you have Bill Murray was the little boy, the little plaintiff that Madeleine Murray O'Hare used in the lawsuit that went to the U.S. Supreme Court to take prayer out of school. So his name is attached to that. He was the little plaintiff. Who would have ever known that that little boy, raised in a very militant atheist home.
Communist mother.
Communist
yeah.
mother who preferred communist USSR mm-hmm. over the United States, wanted to actually go there mm-hmm. and live there. Who would have ever thought that that young boy would become an evangelist?
Only God.
A Christian
yeah.
evangelist.
Only mm-hmm. God.
And then Charlie Butts.
Mm-hmm.
Who spends his life now in a Christian ministry, interviewing Christian individuals to get the word out about various matters regarding Christian values. Both of them right there under the shadow of Madeline Murray O'Hare. But they were under a bigger shadow, and that is the Lord Jesus
right.
Christ.
Look at the Apostle Paul. So we can claim that for Michael Newdow,
so
too.
So Michael Newdow as well. All of those that have this animosity, mm-hmm. you know, it's, as the scriptures say, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. You know, they are filled oftentimes with hatred and anger. But pray for them, because they can be someone who finds freedom in Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. and many of them have. It's a great decision, great victory. In God We Trust still stands. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Stand with us as we continue to advance religious freedom, life, and family. Sign up for our emails right there at lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.